Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A Planned Parenthood affiliate clinic in Wichita, Kansas started providing medication abortion by telemedicine on Monday, and the National Family Planning Organization said Tuesday it will eventually offer abortion by telemedicine in its two clinics in Kansas City as well. The move follows years of legal battles to keep abortion available in Kansas, and it was only made possible by the voters choosing overwhelmingly to keep the right to abortion in the state's constitution in August. And a boil water advisory has been issued for a southwest Kansas town. J.P. Bizet has more.
Garden City has issued a boil water advisory for portions of the city. The advisory was issued on Monday due to repairs to the distribution system following a water main break. The boil order will remain in effect until testing indicates the absence of bacteria and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment confirms the lab results.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
Is your life affected by someone else's gambling? If your answer is yes or you have more questions, Gammonon is there for you. Gammonon helps family members, friends, and those affected by a compulsive gambler find answers and strategies for dealing with the finances, debts, and strained relationships caused by gambling. Visit gam-anon.org for the national meeting list. Come to a meeting whether or not the gambler in your life seeks help or even recognizes that there is a gambling problem. For more information, go to gam-anon.
When you can't stop, there's Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub sends powerful medicated Vicks vapors right to the source of your... so you can experience cough relief and breathe easier. Generations of families have trusted Vicks VapoRub to help relieve the worst cold symptoms. So next time you have a cough, reach for the Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub. Cough relieving is believing.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt is opening up about serving as the state's top law enforcement official as the clock winds down on his time in office, and Schmidt said that he's tying up some loose ends before his time is up. That includes a price gouging investigation from last year's winter storm as the natural gas spike during the cold snap impacted areas across the Midwest, driving up energy costs to record highs, and investigators are still looking into whether price gouging was involved. Schmidt said they've retained one of the largest law firms in the United States, Morgan & Morgan, which is assisting them with that investigation because they've been able to bring resources to bear that Schmidt's office simply doesn't have, and that investigation is ongoing. He said they've got some targets that have resisted their efforts to get the information they need, but it is proceeding, and they'll hand off that investigation full board to the next administration. Schmidt also said he's hoping to leave the office better than he found it. Come January, Chris Kobach will be stepping into his new role, taking over as the state's attorney general. According to a media release from her office, Governor Kelly announced that approximately 189,000 Kansas children are eligible to receive a supplemental benefit through the Pandemic Electronic Benefit Program, or PEBT, totaling $56 million. The program provides a one-time benefit of $391 on a Kansas benefits card for each school-aged child who is eligible to receive free or reduced-price meals at a school through the National School Lunch Program during the 2020-2021 school year. The program also provides a benefit to eligible Kansas children for the summer months of June, July, and August of 2022, along with children who attend a Head Start program and were enrolled in free or reduced price meals programs for 2021-2022. The PEBT program is administered by the Kansas Department for Children and Families in collaboration with the Kansas State Department of Education, or KSDE. Governor Kelly said food insecurity should be the last thing that Kansas children face right now, especially during the holiday season, And she says she thanks the partnership of the Kansas Department of Children and Families and the KSDE, as the state will be able to expedite payments to many eligible families to help ensure they have food on the table over the winter break. Nearly 80%, or 144,000 children eligible for the supplemental PEBT benefit, were to be auto-issued their payments starting December 12th. Auto issuance is staggered based on the last name of the child and should be completed by today, December 21st. In some cases, auto issuance is not possible. Parents and guardians who believe their children are eligible are encouraged to apply for the supplemental PEBT through the DCF self-service portal from January 1st through the 31st of 2023. And more detailed information and a list of frequently asked questions can be found at dcf.ks.gov. 2022 has been a showcase of the evolving world of fraud for regulators at the Kansas Insurance Department. Throughout the year, their securities division has been busy investigating new types of scams on various digital platforms. And recent scams include gift card scams. Intimidation is a predominant tactic used during most gift card scams, and gift card scammers typically try to frighten victims with a sense of urgency. Most reputable entities will not use high-pressure tactics when requesting payment, and none of them will ever request payment by gift cards. The caller ID spoofing is a deceitful ploy often used by phone scammers. Spoofers use technology to falsify the information that appears on caller IDs, and this information usually appears as a government agency or reputable company. You can avoid spoofing by not answering the phone for unknown numbers. And the phishing scam, where cyber criminals go phishing looking to score big by stealing your personal information. Cyber phishing typically involves using hyperlinks to direct victims to sites designed to steal their private information, so it's a good practice to always hover over hyperlinks to verify the authenticity of the link. Also, look for the HTTPS when examining URLs. The S stands for secure and signifies that encryption is enabled to protect personal information. Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt said it's their goal to stop fraud before it happens, which is why it's so important that Kansans be on the lookout for tactics used often by fraudsters. You can visit smartinvestks.com and or check out their department's 12 Days of Fraud campaign on social media for guidance on stopping scammers. And you can visit insurance.kansas.gov if you believe that you or a loved one may have been the target of investment or insurance fraud. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Dane G. Hansen Foundation announced that they have approved the go-ahead for construction of the proposed Logan Intergenerational Facility, known as the LIFE Project. At their December meeting, the foundation trustees approved a guaranteed maximum price of $32 million presented by McCowan Gordon Construction Company based in Kansas City. And of that sum, $1 million for fixtures, furniture, and equipment is being raised through a local fundraising effort. The guaranteed maximum price was arrived by reaching out to 550 different trade vendors, with 119 bidders submitting their best bids for various scopes of the project. And the foundation was pleased with the robust and competitive bidding process, which gave the board confidence that this was the lowest possible price for which the new facility could be constructed. Groundbreaking is tentatively scheduled for March, weather permitting, and the estimated ribbon cutting is August of 2024, in time for classes that fall. The project is uniquely designed to integrate several community facilities into a single structure that encourages intergenerational connections. The design includes a new 36-bed nursing home that will replace the aging Logan Manor, a new pre-K through 4th grade elementary school, a gymnasium and locker room complex, a weight room and wellness facility, which will be available to the public, a community room and a multi-purpose room, which will double as a community storm shelter, and an indoor corridor, which will connect the new structure to the existing high school building for easy access by all students. The Hansen Foundation selected Michael Earhart of DK Developments, LLC, in Phillipsburg as their owner's representative on the LIFE project, and anyone seeking additional information can contact Mike at 785-302-1387. The Norton, Kansas Police Department reported on social media that beginning December 26th and continuing through January 2nd, the Norton Police Department will join many other law enforcement agencies across the state, including the Kansas Highway Patrol, in the Taking Down DUI Traffic Enforcement Campaign. The New Year's holiday period outranks most of the other holidays in number of crashes in which at least one of the drivers is impaired by alcohol and/or other drugs. And driving while impaired is wrong. However, you should know that already. A DUI can stay with you for life, and you will get caught, which should be a sobering thought. So make the right choice, the sober choice, beginning now, as these crashes often affect more than just the impaired driver. The crashes can affect anybody that you share the road with, and the consequences can last a lifetime. While the Norton Police Department always takes impaired driving seriously, they will be conducting more traffic stops than usual during this time and searching for impaired drivers. According to Norton's Assistant Police Chief, Jay Sharp, you need to keep in mind that if you're going to be using any impairing substance, don't even consider driving. You need to line up a ride with a sober acquaintance or other safe transportation before you go out. Remember, on the drive to zero, you're in the driver's seat, and please keep that in mind as you have a safe and happy New Year. The Kansas Department of Transportation has reopened K-383 to traffic in Phillips County between Long Island and the U.S. 183 junction. The 6-mile section has been closed since March for reconstruction. A final asphalt overlay on the road is planned for spring of 2023. The reconstruction is part of the T-Works project to reconstruct the 26-mile corridor between the East U.S. 36 junction in Norton County to U.S. 183 in Phillips County. Venture Corporation of Great Bend served as primary contractor for the $11.8 million project. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
A single gift can bring many holiday joys. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, get holiday celebrations off to a bright start with CU Money Visa gift cards. Share the one gift that can fit everyone's holiday dreams. Purchase one today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. The American Farm Bureau Federation is encouraging rural residents to verify the accuracy of the Federal Communications Commission's National Broadband Map. Government Affairs Director Emily Buckman says the new map, released in November, displays specific location-level information regarding broadband services availability.
Which is a huge step from where we used to be, where broadband data availability was based off of census block-level data. American Farm Bureau was a strong proponent of the Broadband Data Act, which essentially led the way to this new, more granular map so that folks can see where and who is getting broadband service.
Buckman says people in rural areas can verify the accuracy of the map.
So the public is able to view the map at broadbandmap.fcc.gov. Search for their address and can see if their information about fixed and mobile services that was submitted by internet providers is actually accurate. It's pretty simple. You just take a look at the map on the website, type in your address, and you can see what was reported as far as from the providers.
She encourages rural residents to check the accuracy of the map, as the map will determine federal funding opportunities.
Folks are able to take a look at the map through January 13th, and that is when the FCC would like to have any challenges submitted by. I can't stress enough how important it is to take a look at the map to see if it is, in fact accurate, because federal funding will be targeted based off of those areas most in need, and this map will determine where those dollars will be going.
Again, the updated national broadband map is available at broadbandmap.fcc.gov. USDA and the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative are accepting applications for new members to serve on seven different Ag Trade Advisory Committees. The deadline to apply is January 31st. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Very cold air and gusty wind and some snow all heading for the Central Plains, set to arrive late today and tonight. Dangerously cold wind chills across our whole state. Several inches of snow for some areas and lows overnight well below zero for all of the Central Plains. A winter storm warning is posted for parts of central, east central, north central, and northeastern Kansas. 1 to 3 inches of snow and wind gusting 45 miles per hour and near blizzard conditions. A winter weather advisory covers many of our central and western counties where we should see accumulation of at least a few inches. And a wind chill warning is up for the entire state. Wind chills of 40 to 50 below through tomorrow. On the map, the cold air is just off to the north. This is a polar air mass coming through Canada and sliding along the east slopes of the Rockies and pouring into the northern plains. Breezy today, we'll have some more cloud cover and relatively mild temperatures to give us a few more hours to get ready for the cold. Overnight, the cold front crosses Kansas northwest to southeast. Very gusty wind, snowfall, and quickly falling temperatures. Extremely cold for most of our state overnight, going well below zero for most areas. 2 to 4 inches maximum accumulation and those wind chills of 40 to 50 below. Windy and cold on Friday. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, mid-30s to mid-40s, 15 to 20 below for the overnight hours. North Central, low to mid-30s, tonight 10 to 15 below. Mid-30s northeast, 0 to minus 10 for the overnight hours. Southwest, low to mid-40s today, about 10 below overnight. Low to mid-30s South Central, 0 to minus 10 for the overnight lows. Southeast, upper 30s and low 40s today, single digits overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com. Cattlemen, now is a good time to add a Powder River tub and alley system to your handling facilities. Built tough for the long duration, you will appreciate the convenient features of Powder River equipment, made in the USA since 1938. From slant bar feeder panels, heavy-duty gates and corral panels, to squeeze chute choices for the ranch, your cattle working hours will become more enjoyable and much more efficient. For tax planning purposes, many producers are now upgrading their cattle handling equipment as a prudent investment in their future operation. View the strong green line of Powder River equipment at ValleyVet.com, where you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash Hog Trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota Cash Market, no market report. Carcass Trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergize D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1.780 and three quarters. December up 0.25, 799 and a half. September corn up 12.25, 620 and three quarters. March up 10 and three quarters. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Never stop falling. And know the spirit of the party starts to come alive until the day is dawning. Can throw out all the blues and hit the city lights, cause there's music in the air and lots of loving everywhere. So give me the night. Give me the night.
be the night.